o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpy.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And your Thursday night footy coverage starts now. Parramatta Eels taking on the Canberra Raiders. We've got you covered all the way through to the final whistle. Liam Flanagan joined, as I have been all week, by Ryan Girdler.
Hello, Liam. Hello, everyone. Yeah, round 19 kicks off tonight. What a week. I mean, what honestly, some of the... Still got 8 days to go of all the player transfer stuff, so that's kept us busy through the week. And I have to say thanks for having me.
Yes.
Hope MG's had a nice break, but it's been thoroughly enjoyable.
Hey, did you hear Tevita Pangai Jr. isn't going to Penrith anymore?
What?
No, he is going. He is going. We've had a flip-flop week with young Tevita, but it is official he is going to be joining the Panthers on that little run to the finals stint. Mm. Now, tonight, we got to get started. You're going to solve some halves puzzles for us.
Yeah, I've had a little think about a few of the different lineups for next year because there's some clubs out there that are missing some key personnel.
Yeah.
So whether it happens at the back end of next week or whether or not they get busy in the off-season?
Yep.
Well, maybe they've got some good juniors coming through their system. We have a bit of a look at some of those clubs.
Yeah, all four Sydney teams we're going to look at there, Sharks, Tigers, Dragons and the Bunnies. Make sure you're listening for that. We've got to talk a bit about the Olympics. President of the Australian Olympic Committee.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to Brisbane. Fantastic. But John Coates.
Yeah. It was ordinary, wasn't it?
It was ordinary.
It makes sense to me, the fact that they're over there. Get out while you're there and tick the boxes. If you're going to be there, you may as well take full advantage.
Yeah.
But he was laying it on pretty thick, wasn't he?
Let's talk
more about the girls'
the Aussie
softball.
Spirit.
The spirit
getting it
fought
done
back after a disappointing start yesterday.
Oh, in a nail biter
bottom
over
the
Italians. Girds and I, we are fairly underprepared for this show because we've been glued to 7+ watching the Olympics. It was an absolute nail biter. Mm. But hey, up next, we got to go. Speaking of being glued to things, we got to go to the glue of the Triple M NRL family,
yeah.
Brent Reed, because you talk about player transfer, Dale Finucane. It's the big name we want to know an answer to. Where's he going? Who's he going to be playing with?
Yep. It's all revealed. Does Reedy tell us?
Well, let's find out up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
But as we start every Thursday show, let's do this.
Reedy's Mail.
Well, Gertz, it's time to welcome in the glue of the Triple M NRL team. He holds us together. Brent Reed from the Australian.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Are you not familiar with his nickname of being the glue?
No, I didn't know he was called the glue.
Yeah. How are you, Reed?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. The glue holds everything together, Gertz. You know?
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Like a Saturday, like the Saturday show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Gertz doesn't sound convinced, all right?
No, he doesn't, does he?
Anyway. How are you, Reed? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, good, yeah. Not too bad. Doing a bit of homeschooling. That's driven me insane.
Oh, how hard is it?
I tried to get my oldest son out of the house to Savo. We've had a monster stink because he didn't want to leave his device. I said, no, we're going down the park to kick the footy. So basically we took the soccer ball down there. He stood there like a statue and I kicked it for 30 minutes.
Speaks volumes for your
it was very ugly.
The footy, doesn't it?
I'm sure other parents look at me going, look at this lunatic. He's all stuff like
that. Hey, Reedy,
good times anyway. Homeschooling, how good.
The breaking news of the day that's come out is that the Kangaroos and the Kiwis have withdrawn from the Rugby League World Cup.
Yeah, obviously. It was expected, really, particularly the Kangaroos. I think we all knew that was coming because the clubs have been against it. They've got a lot in their plate at the moment. The commission, you know, obviously they had the World Cup. They've obviously got COVID going on. And, you know, what's been basically put in the back burner is expansion. We should have had a decision on expansion in a week. Now, that won't be happening, but they're going to turn their attention to expansion next week because it's just been out of sight, out of mind a bit because they've had other priorities. But that will be a big discussion point with the commission next week. I would expect they will delay it for a year. That's my gut feel at the moment. I think that's what some of the clubs are pushing for, not to make the decision next year, but to actually bring the new team in 2024 rather than 2023. Make the decision now, push it back for a year, but they'll turn their mind to that next week. So, you know, I've got a little bit of clear air at the moment, but that's the next item on their agenda.
It's a big call, Reed. You know, obviously not going to the World Cup. Was there consultation with the RLPA and the players?
There's been a lot of consultation, Gerds, with everyone, particularly with the International Rugby League Federation, who are in charge of that. They put a whole lot of demands in front of them. Obviously, they got to a point where they weren't comfortable that those demands were met or they couldn't be met, and that's obviously why they've made the decision. I mean, the biggest people they've consulted, I think the ARL commissioners, the clubs, because the clubs didn't want their players to go. Where it becomes interesting now is Australia and New Zealand have pulled out, but Tonga, Samoa, Fiji, they haven't pulled out, and they've got a lot of players in the NRL. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens now with those players and whether those players go. Because with Samoa, Tonga, you're talking some pretty big names. I mean, you're talking Papali, Luai, Tomalolo, big names now who aren't necessarily withdrawn from the World Cup right now.
Hey, Reedy, now on Monday's edition of Reedy's Mail, you promised us a bit of a story about a Dragons recruit. What can you confirm for us?
Well, that Dragons got potential recruiters Moses and Bai. They obviously looked at Moses earlier in the year, a few weeks ago now, and they got it didn't get any traction at the time. But they're now looking at Moses and Bai again. It's interesting because the Dragons and Tigers are actually in the same bubble up in Queensland, so they can actually talk face to face or negotiate. Because when you're in the same bubble, obviously you can have contact with players from other clubs and officials from other clubs. So that should make things easier. I'm not sure how advanced it is at the moment. The Dragons are definitely interested in Moses and Bai. They want him for the rest of this year. He's got 1 year to go on his contract after that. It's basically a case of now or never. If he doesn't come now, the deal's off the table as far as I'm aware, and it won't go forward next year. So that's something I think will play out over the next, 9-10 days, whether Moses and Bai joins the Dragons. But they are keen. They want to get a deal done, and they want to get done as soon as they can.
Well, he came out early in the year, didn't he, Reedy, and said that he was happy to move if the club, if the Tigers thought it was in the club's best interest, and he felt it was in his. So maybe the Tigers, I mean, he has played a little bit of first grade. He did have a pretty good run there with Luke Brooks, and they had a couple of wins when he was in it in six, but now he finds himself back on the bench.
And it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because the Dragons have played that, you know, we all call it the money ball philosophy, where you get other clubs paying money for your players, and it would be the same with Moses. He's on a massive deal next year. I think next year's the last year of that mega deal he signed at the Tigers. So if he does go to the Dragons, it'll be another example. It will only happen if the Tigers put chunk of that in. So again, it'll be a situation where the Dragons and Anthony Griffin have got a player, and they've got another club paying for them. So it's pretty smart work by the Dragons. But as I said, it has to happen now. It has to happen in the next 9 or 10 days, or it won't happen.
All right, and now, Dale Finucane, I mean, this is another thing you said on Monday. You said Friday is D-Day, and we still haven't heard anything?
No, we've heard that Friday's D-Day, Liam. So tomorrow's the day, the big day. So I imagine the clubs who are the six of them or that are circling him, they're expecting a decision tomorrow. His manager confirmed again today that would be the day when they'll sit down and sift through all the offers, and there's plenty of them. So I would imagine that we may have a decision on Dale Finucane. They've got a game tomorrow night. He's not playing. I would imagine we could potentially have a decision or an announcement before that game tomorrow.
Craig Bellamy has conceded it doesn't look great for the Storm. It's unlikely he stays there, Coods. Where do you think he is?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think the Sharks.
Sharks are
certainly in the hunt. Obviously, the Titans, why the Titans would go to look to another middle forward to spend a lot of their salary cap on is beyond me. I think there's other areas they need to fix up before they spend big money on Dale. So, I don't know. Who else is in it? The Cowboys are interested. They got
Cowboys, the Knights.
The Knights, yeah.
Okay, what does your gut say, Reedy?
My gut says Cronulla. I just think he's got a relationship with Craig Fitzgibbon, where they're in New South Wales camp together. I know Fitzy spoke to him when they're in New South Wales camp. His manager, Andrew Purcell, looks after Nicho Hynes. Nicho Hynes has gone to Cronulla, so there's obviously a respect for what's happening at that club. I just think Fitzy would be a great fit for them. So they've obviously got Cam McInnes coming next year to play 13, so, you know, I'd imagine you can fit them all in, but... Mm. You know, it just seems a good fit for me at the moment, that one.
All right. Well, we know Reedy's mail's pretty good, but I guess tomorrow we find out if his gut's any good as well.
That's right.
Yeah, gut health is important.
I spend a lot of time with him on Saturdays. I can tell you his gut's not that good.
Wow.
Let's talk about close contact. I mean, that's the buzzword at the moment.
Brent Reed from the Australian, the glue of the Triple M NRL family. Nice work, Reedy. We'll hear from you on Saturday.
See you tomorrow.
I'm going to go
Saturday.
Wrestle kids. All right, good stuff.
The Rush Hour with Gerds and Liam, getting you ready for Thursday night footy.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Liam Flanagan here with Ryan Girdler filling in for MG all this week. The Wild Panther with a well-earned break. He'll come back next week. Fully rested and ready to rip in.
You going to have a break at some point?
No, nah, just push through, mate. Push through.
Absolute Iron Man.
Well, I don't really do the heavy lifting on this show. I do kind of, you know, I'm a winger.
Okay.
I'm the winger of the Rush Hour.
Hey, they get pretty busy.
Yeah.
You know Brian Toto.
No, I'm not. Yeah, you're right. Brian Toto's changed the bar. No, so, Gerds, speaking of hard workers,
yeah,
we've set you a bit of a challenge here. The halves puzzle, the shifting movements, the player transfer, the August 1st deadline, it's all coming into play at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to try and fill in the half blanks, if you can, for four clubs who, at the moment, we don't know what their 6 and 7 are going to look like at the start of next season.
No.
So let's start off.
You should have a segment like fill in the blanks, like the old blankety blanks.
Ah, right.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, for those unaware, on a Friday, blankety blanks, special producer.
You're ahead of the curve, aren't you? You are ahead of the curve.
Cronulla Sharks.
Yes.
Matt Moylan, Sean Johnson. We now know that's their current halves bearing. We now know Sean Johnson's heading back to the Warriors. Matt Moylan's still unsigned at this point. We know Nico Hines is coming.
Yep.
Do you see him as their six?
Yeah, I do, because I think Kennedy's done a wonderful job this year of developing into a really good number one, a guy that's a great runner of the ball, but also a really good distributor of the ball out the back of shape. So I think he's going to certainly be their number one next year. I see Hines coming in as their six, and Moylan will be thereabouts. I think he'll take a pay cut. I think he'll stay at the Sharks. So he's going to be a guy that can fill in and a really handy one in any of those spots. But young Braden Trindle, he's 21. He just signed a two-year extension. We've seen a little bit of him this year. We see more of him this Sunday. So he's getting a few more games under his belt, and I think he's going to develop into their genuine number seven over the next couple of years. And he's going to get the first crack anyway, I think.
The other factor with the Sharks, as it is for the Rabbitohs, and we'll get to that shortly, is they've got a new coach.
Yep.
So we know that Craig Fitzgibbons will take charge next year. Does he, I mean, will he want a Luke Keary type team that's dominated by a 5/8, or will he, you know, will he take that Roosters model?
Just depends on your roster. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a Roosters model. I would say that depending on your roster and who your dominant playmakers are, and what sort of, you know, personality traits they bring, you just need to tailor your game plan to that. So I'm sure he'll be aware of the talent that he has in the group and how he wants to play within those parameters.
Okay. All right, so Nico Hines and Braden Trindle to get a first look in 2022 for the Sharkies. Let's move on to the Tigers, West Tigers. Madge McGuire will still be there as coach, as far as we know. Luke Brooks, still under contract.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Dewey, a young player who has shown a lot of potential, but being played in the centres at the moment. Well, what is the starting halves for the West Tigers?
I don't think that changes, to be honest. I think Adam's been moved back in over the last couple of weeks, did a fantastic job in their win over the Broncos on the weekend, probably best on ground, him and young Dane Laurie. And I think that combination with Luke Brooks can work. I don't think that's the biggest problem they have over there at the Tigers. And I don't see any changes. I sort of had a quick look through their roster, seeing if there was any developing talent coming through in those places. And for next year, I don't think that's going to be there's going to be anyone that's, you know, challenging those guys for the spot. So I think that's their house partnership for the start of 2022. Anyway.
Yeah, Tigers kick off with Brooks and Dewey. Very nice. Dragons.
Yeah.
Now, Ben Hunt, we know he'll be there. Hook Griffin, he's the captain of the team, and Hook Griffin obviously has a good relationship with him and got him playing pretty good football this year to get him back into the State of Origin side as well. Corey Norman won't be there.
Yeah.
Who's the six?
There's a few moving parts, I think, for the Dragons. Next year, you've got a young guy called Junior Amone who's coming through their system. Now, he's more of a six, so he might complement Hunt quite well there, but I'm not sure he's going to be ready early season. Look, I like the way Jack Bird's been developing. Now, he's come back as a centre, and they said at some point, you know, they're going to move in close to the action. I think he's showing those signs already. So by the back end of this year, if Amone's not ready, Jack Bird could go into the six, Hunt could be the seven. Now, in what I've seen young Sloan, the fullback, if you're going to have a 5/8 that's like to run and not so good at passing, you need to make sure your one's got that part of the game covered. In what I've seen of Sloan so far, it's only been a couple of weeks, he looks like he's got the skills to be able to compensate what Jack might be lacking just in those areas. So I think that combination could work until Amone comes in, and then maybe it gives you the option to move Jack around just a little bit more and settle on young Amone. So some options there for the Dragons.
Yeah, I reckon Dragons fans listening would be quite excited by that analysis, Gert. That's very promising there. What about the Bunnies? Now, we know Adam Reynolds is off to the Broncos.
Yep.
But Cody Walker will stay. They haven't signed anybody necessarily. We know they've got Benji on the books for this year. Maybe they stretch him for another year as a bit of a utility. But who's the seven next year?
I'd do that. I'd give Benji another year. And I've been really impressed with the young Taff. I know they've earmarked him coming through as the replacement for Renault, but he hasn't had many opportunities in the half, so it's really hard to get a really good look at what it might look like with that combination with Walker. But he's played at one. He's energetic. Walker's also the kind of player. I mean, he's obviously best when Adam's steering him around and focused on the kicking, and he's just playing what he sees and delivering how he does on a weekly basis. But he's also a guy that when Reynolds is out can step into that role as a genuine playmaker and a genuine guy that worries more about the, you know, his kicking game and whatever. So he can share that responsibility with Taaf when Taaf comes in if needed. Or if Taaf's more of a hands-on, genuine number seven, well, then it doesn't change Walker's role at all. So I think you'll see Walker and Taaf in the halves for the Rabbits to start next year.
I like it. There you go. Ryan Gerdler filling in the half blanks for those four Sydney teams for season 2022. Gerds, we will bring you back in for round one teamless Tuesday and critique those selections, all right? We'll hold you to that.
I hope so.
This is the Rush Hour.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Now, Gerds, we have a segment here on the Rush Hour that we like to do called...
On Triple M's Rush Hour,
you are a knob.
No, I'm not.
It's Knob or Not.
Knob or Not.
Now, is that similar to a segment that they do on Dead Set Legends on a Saturday morning?
Yes.
Because I listen to that show when I come in, and it's a great show. But
it's a great show.
Is it Flog or maybe Flop or Not?
Yeah, they do have a segment called Flog or Not. And there's, look, I mean...
it seems like a little bit of a touchy subject with you, Liam. What's the problem?
Well, I mean, I think if
we take it as a compliment.
If you go and check the timelines of when the two segments launched...
Yeah.
One was launched first. That's all I'll say.
All right, well, obviously.
And the other one was launched very closely afterwards. So, Wendell Saylor just outside the studio, so we'll give him full credit. Hey, right, today's a very simple game, Gert. I'm going to tell you a person. You've got to tell me whether they're a knob or not. And today...
Oh, really?
Today it's Australian Olympic Committee... boss, John Coates. Now, before you give your answer, for those not aware, the City of Brisbane was awarded the rights to host the 2032 Olympic Games, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's amazing. News. It's going to be great. Great for the city, great for the state
of Queensland. Great for everyone up there.
Exactly.
Hopefully we can go and attend at that point.
Yeah, hopefully the vaccination plans roll out sort of by then. But Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk was in Tokyo for the announcement.
Yep.
That was a very controversial thing in itself because a petition had been signed with over 130,000 signatures saying she shouldn't be permitted to travel.
Mm-hmm.
She was there. She was then asked if she would be attending the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Games, and here's how she responded.
You are going to the opening ceremony. I'm still the deputy chair of the Canada Leadership Group, and so far as I understand that there will be an opening and a closing ceremony in 2032, and all of you have got to get along there and understand the traditional parts of that, what's involved in an opening ceremony. So no, none of you are staying behind and hiding in your rooms, all right?
I don't want to offend anybody, so...
Now, Anastasia Palaszczuk had said she would not be going to the ceremony. She'd be going back to her room to quarantine so she could return to Brisbane as soon as possible. And that
quarantine?
Was
what, does she need to quarantine to get out of Japan?
Yes, I believe so. It'll stay in isolation, yes. Okay. And so that was John Coates essentially telling her, no, you will be going to the opening ceremony. John Coates, knob or not?
Yeah, look, I kind of... It sounded like it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek to me, to be honest. Mm-hmm. In saying that, while she's there... She may as well go. I mean, you know, she can't win either way at this point.
No.
So go and check it out. He maybe had a point, but a little bit strong-handed for mine. A-grade.
A-grade knob.
A-grade knob.
John, you've been branded as A-grade. Such. A-grade knob.
Yeah.
He has come out and since said that there's no indication that Anastasia was offended in any way.
Yeah.
But...
That's not really the point, Liam.
It's not the point.
No.
I think when you're on the world... Well, for a start, she's the Premier of Queensland.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the wrong time, the wrong place,
And
if he didn't have bad intentions, it didn't come across that way in the end, did it?
No, I imagine if you're the CEO of a company at a business retreat, and there's you're trying to get people out to go for a dinner, and there's a couple that say, I don't really want to go for a dinner.
Perfect example.
You might be able to use that.
That's
time.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
But when you are the AOC boss talking to the Premier of a state.
Yeah. Who is under all sorts of pressure at the moment.
All sorts of pressure.
Time and place.
Yeah, time and place and that tone. You're in front of the world media, John. Be better, mate. Be better. How did that compare to Flog or Not?
Is it just one person? We get to...
Do you want to scattergun approach?
Roll a couple out. No, I'm done. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Maybe just a rung below what I hear on a Saturday morning.
Very
but
good.
Not too
very
bad.
Good. We're going to get Wendell Saylor in. He's going to play rapid fire footy with us very shortly.
I love Wendell.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Liam Flanagan here, joined by Ryan Girdler, who has more than adequately filled in for the absent Mark Geyer all week, stepping in for the Wild Panther Girds. How have you found it?
Mate, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah. Got a big weekend ahead now. We go on into tonight's game and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's been a big week, but it's been great to be in your company.
It's been a pleasure to have you, and your sparring partner has joined us in the studio, the man that will be calling all the action with you and Dan Ganane this evening, the great Wendell Saylor. Hello, Del.
Hello, guys. How are you?
I'm going well. How are you?
You got your mask on still.
Yeah, I know. Just get used to it. But I've lost a couple. Like, you know, you put them in your pocket and then you, I don't know. I just leave it on my face. It's an improvement. I know I've got a good looking face, but it's an improvement.
Well, you've grown a sneaky goatee under the mask. Yeah. That's a sneaky mask goatee.
Yeah, I just get a bit bored, you know. I think I did that menu log ad and stuff, and then I thought, you know, sorry. And then I just thought, you know, what else can I do? I just get bored. I'm getting FOMO at the moment. I just want to get out and about and see people, and missing cafes, you know, and missing pubs and stuff. But anyway, at least we can call the footy. So
you're right. Yeah. You're right. Footy continues.
Yeah.
But this also continues.
Triple M Rush Hour's Rapid Fire Footy.
Fast footy questions, fast footy answers, thanks to the Lone Pine Tavern in Rudy Hill, which is now doing takeaway Friday to Sunday. So from tomorrow all through the weekend, you can get takeaways at the Lone Pine Tavern, lonepinetavern.com.au. Go find out all the information. Right, Wendell, we'll start with you. The news today that the Kangaroos and the Kiwis are both pulled out of the Rugby League World Cup.
Good decision.
Well, if it still goes ahead, hypothetically, which you'd be surprised if it did.
It won't go ahead.
Who would win?
Tonga.
Tonga.
I think Tonga's got the depth and the most talent. And then because Samoa, they've got a good squad, but I don't think they even like their coach.
Good.
England. Because I think if Australia and New Zealand pull out, there's no way the clubs are going to allow their Tongan and Samoan players to go from their NRL organisation. So I think England will be over there and they'll be too good for the rest.
He always finds loopholes.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't really answer them in the spirit of the game.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean?
He's a deep thinker.
Just ask him
if all players are available. Just ask
if
him.
If all players were available, who's winning the World Cup?
Oh, does Jerome Luai,
is he playing for... next question. Good. Tomato Pangai Jr. be a success at the Panthers?
Absolutely. Just a sign of a mature club bringing a guy in at this end of the season. They have full confidence in their staff and players to get the best out of him, and I believe they will. He's going to be great for the finals.
Wendell.
Yeah, I think he'll be great, but he's got to change up. He's got to change the way that he plays, and it's not just about him. The last couple of years, it's been what's best for Tomato Pangai. Now it's like how he can fit into a squad, and I think the Panthers are perfect for him, especially with there's a lot of Polynesian players there, but also him and Kiki are working together. that could be scary. That's next level.
Scary. Del, where is Anthony Milford in 2022?
That's a good question. I think, Parramatta were interested. I think he might have to go to the Super League. I just don't know if there's any positions available at the moment for him, and like I know he's only 26, 27, eh?
Yeah, 26.
Yeah.
Goods.
I'd like to see him down at the Melbourne Storm. As a utility player?
Yeah. 14? Yeah.
They lose Nicho Hynes. They lose a lot of players during the origin period. Put him in a good system. I think he could recover that form that we saw him in 14 and 15. I think he might be a good pickup.
That's a great
for the right price.
I just think he needs to go to Super League just to give himself a break, because there's been so much pressure on the kids. It's been 18, 19. Mate, I'm one of his biggest fans. And I just think he's always under pressure. People are talking about his weight, talking about his skill set, you know. He's played Origin. He was the best in the grand final until, you know,
the flick
Thurston kicks it. No, it wasn't his fault, but like he was the best on the field still, you know. I mean, Thurston got the Clive Churchill, but yeah.
Well, I mean, Melbourne Storm from a spotlight perspective, a rugby league spotlight, could be as good as the Super League if he did go down there. All right, we're in the Olympics. I've become obsessed with the Aussie spirit, the women's softball team today. They got a great win over
Italy. The only sport that's happened over the last 2 days.
What? So that means undercut it. Okay.
But that means you're going to get addicted to all the sports.
I probably will. And that's my question for you, Gerds. Yeah. Which Olympic sport will you become obsessed with?
Weightlifting. Every Olympics gets me. Anytime it's on TV, I'm fascinated by it.
Is it because something you can't do?
Little people lifting, you know, not always, but I like the little, the light are they called lightweights? Well, or the lighter weight divisions,
yeah.
Lifting the big, big chunky weights, I like it.
Yeah.
I love my track stuff. Like, you know, when I was growing up, I always loved watching Carl Lewis and these guys, and, you know, I'm a friend of Linford Christie, so yeah.
Friend of Linford Christie.
Oh, sorry, I met him at a promo once
friend
in London.
Friend of Linford Christie.
So I love me sprinting and that, love me track work, and then obviously Kathy Vreeman too is a friend of mine, so, yeah. Anyway, sorry, I'm dropping names
that
here.
That is, without doubt, the greatest name drop we've ever seen in rapid fire footing.
What do you like?
Yeah, what do you
like? To the spirit,
I love sport. Yeah, I love spirit.
What do you get into?
I'm obsessed with the Matildas. Okay. We got to go though.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.